कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमे गौरत्ते नमश्चैतन्य चंद्राय प्रतिचंद्राय नमस्ते प्रेमानंदातीचंद्राय चारुचंद्रा सुभाषे जस्यैव पदं भुज भक्ति लक्ष प्रेमाभिधान परम कुमार तस्मै जगत्मंगल मंगलाय श्री चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते।
भक्ति वेदांत वामन गोस्वामी महाराज लोटस फीट ऑफर अनलिमिटेड नंबर ऑफ ओबेसेंसेस देयर आफ्टर गुरुपाद पद्म ओम विष्णुपाद परिव्राजक आचार्य वर्य नारायण गोस्वामी महाराज ऑफर अनलिमिटेड नंबर ऑफ ओबेसेंसेस देयर आफ्टर परम पूजनीय त्रिदंडी सन्यासी ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑल द मदर्स ऑल द डिवोटीज लोटस फीट ऑफर माय अप्रोप्रिएट ओबेसेंसेस। टुडे इज वेरी ऑस्पिशियस डे while doing the Navadvip Dham Parikrama we have while practicing the limbs of devotion this Ekadashi is very rare this Ekadashi is the birthplace of devotion so we should very carefully practice Ekadashi Ekadashi is the mother of devotion So those who practice Ekadashi very purely, they will definitely receive the mercy of Bhagwan. Therefore, while doing this Nam Parikrama, this dham is this is not ordinary dham. This is the transcendental land. This all trees here are kalpa vruksha. So if we wander in this dham, we will receive the topmost benefit.
যা কিছু চাওয়া যায় তাই পাওয়া যায় এর মধ্যে একটুখানি কষ্ট আছে
There are kalpa vrikshas in heaven also they bestow whatever one desires but actually
তিনি মনে মনে ভাবছেন যে আমার এই দুপুরবেলা একটু বিশ্রামের দরকার
actually there was one person he wanted he was sitting under a kalpa vriksha he asked from the kalpa vriksha I want something from this tree He didn't know that he was sitting under Kalpa Vriksha. So he desired that, I want a bed. So then the bed came automatically because he was sitting under a Kalpa Vriksha desire tree. Then he slept. Then he thought in the mind, if I should receive one house to stay. So he wanted something to eat. So immediately something appeared in front of his eyes to eat because he was sitting under the desire tree. Then he ate up to his neck. Then he wanted to sleep. If I receive one bed, nice cot, then I will sleep on the cot. Because he was sitting under the desire tree, that person received the bed also. When he was sleeping, he thought that this actually I received everything. I received the food. I received the cot. If I am sleeping and if a tiger would come, while thinking like this, and then tiger came and so whatever you desire, all the desires will be fulfilled in this Navadvip Dham. But Krishna's name is Chintamani, Purna Shuddha, Nama Namino. but name will not bestow anything wrong upon you. All the bad things may be bestowed by Kalpavruksha, undesirable things, but the desire stone, touchstone, the philosopher's stone of the holy name will bestow the only auspicious objects to us. Rasamsara Sanshaya, Klishan Jasa Karmani, Dushta Evat Manishware. If, so if any other desire in the heart, if you take shelter of the Naam, all karma granthis, punarapi maranam, we are taking birth again and dying again and again in this world. So we are taking birth in this world and again dying. So we are suffering in this world. So we should be very careful. So this actually desire of this material world means distress. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you should perform this Naam. Our Gurudev, so you should perform Nama Sankirtan. So here there is no problem. So in the Dham, you should, so many people are there, so in their association you should raise the hands, you should raise your hands and loudly call out Gaur Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur Hari Bol. So you should call out these names. Hari ki jai. So this is a very beautiful, so if you want to, so we should practice the bhakti. So therefore, while doing this Dham Parikrama, this is actually this dham is actually covered by the foot dust of the gopis. Narada is actually Jnani Bhakta. So one time to remove the ignorance of Narada's heart, one time Krishna acted as if he had a headache. So Krishna told Narada that if I receive the foot dust of some devotee, then actually doctor has told me that if I take the foot dust of a Vaishnava, then my headache will go away. Then Krishna ordered Narada, find the foot dust of some Vaishnava. But no Vaishnava wanted to give the foot dust to Krishna. So finally Narada went on inquiring, can you give the foot dust? But finally, so Shiva said, I will attempt, but Shiva also didn't want to give the foot dust. So if I give the foot dust to head of Krishna, then there will be offense. So then Narada told Krishna that Shiva doesn't want to give the foot dust. He is Jnani, he knows so much knowledge, but Brajavasis, they are not studied any scriptures, they will give the foot dust. So I have come here for the Prabhu. So I went to Shiva Loka, I asked Shiva that please give the foot dust. So Narada, you are also a devotee, why don't you give your foot dust? So that's why I come to you, I didn't want to come to you. So the gopis gave all the foot dust to the Narada. Then they actually gave it to Narada. So Gopi's foot dust was received by Narada's head. So all the Nara's pride went away. If Braj, if one will serve one pointedly Krishna, among all the gopis, topmost is Srimati Radhika. So we should always hear Harikatha from the lips of Sri Guru. We cannot see Bhagwan by our eyes. Bhagwan can be seen by the eyes only. So we should always hear Harikatha from the lips of the Vaishnavas, and that's how we can have the darshan of the transcendental dham. So Ekadashi is actually the mother of devotion. So unless we don't have a relationship of knowledge of with Krishna, we must have the relationship of knowledge with Krishna. We must take shelter at the feet of Guru, otherwise you will die unnecessarily. So one must have a relationship with Krishna. What is the knowledge of relationship? So we should actually take shiksha and diksha from Sadguru. You must accept Sadguru. So Shre Uttamam Shabde Parichaya Janishnahatam Brahmani Samubhar Masrayat Tasmat. You must take shelter of Sadguru. So that is Guru Pad Padma. So Guru is expert in all scriptures. He is expert in all the scriptures. He must take shelter at the feet of Sadguru. So very quickly, through that bhakti alone, so then through that bhakti of at the lotus feet of Guru, we can obtain Krishna Prem. So we are actually removing our anarthas right now. By hearing Harikatha, our anarthas will go away. Then we come to Nishtha, Ruchi, then we come to Bhav, Asakti, Prem. So that is the Prem Prayojan, that is the ultimate goal of life. So we should follow this Ekadashi. Ekadashi is of two types. Actually, generally Ekadashi should do without taking any water. But Guru Swami has said, you cannot even take any water. So you should take some Anukalpa. Anukalpa means you are unhealthy or you are old or sick. Then you can take some prasadam which is suitable for Ekadashi. Like potatoes and all. So we should do Ekadashi with Anukalpa. So how we should do Ekadashi? So we should see Panjika. So actually, according to the Smart Brahmanas, they do with the Ekadashi. The Ekadashi that is mixed with Dashmi. But the proper decision of Ekadashi is given by Madhvacharya and our other Acharyas. How pure Ekadashi, which is not mixed with Dashmi, we should be done. So we should be very careful that we should not fast on the wrong Ekadashi. We should fight on the fast on the right Ekadashi, not Dashami Viddha Ekadashi, which is contaminated by Dashami or the 10th day in the lunar calendar. So we should do actually Panjika and do Ekadashi. So night time we should take little breakfast. So day before Ekadashi we should take light dinner night time, and the next day we should fast, and day after Ekadashi Dwadashi we can break fast on time, Paran time. So this is the process explaining the scriptures. So there are just like rice, chapati, bread, all these things we should not have. Five things should be avoided. Panchashasya means the five types of grains we should avoid, like barley, rice and other things, you know.
আলুর একটা তরকারি করে নেবেন, ঘি পেলে ভালো, নাহলে বাদাম তেল দিয়ে, বাদাম তেলের প্রচন্ড দাম, কয়টা বাদাম নিয়ে এসে বেটে নেবেন, ওই দিয়ে করে নেবেন।
So if you are desire, if you are desire to fast, then you can engage in Ekadashi, and if you don't have desire, then you cannot fast. Dudh, milk you can take, banana you can take. So within 15 days, one Ekadashi would come. The next 15 days, another Ekadashi would come. So in the lunar calendar, two Ekadashis would come. So then Ekadashi is very important. Then we should do Paran on the proper time, on Dwadashi morning. Then we should take grains, prasad, Paran time, and then break the Ekadashi. So this Ekadashi has come. So you should follow Ekadashi today very nicely, and then so you should all show mercy upon me that I will receive bhakti. So I end my speech here.
Respect and obeisance at the lotus feet of Sri Gurudev Bhaktivedanta Narayana Swami Maharaj and my Sikha Guru Shishmat Gaurguru Swami Maharaj. So today all the devotees and sannyasis, last few days they are serving so much glories of Sri Mahaprabhu. So today speak something what they have left from me, what I have heard from the great spiritual masters. So, Krishna Sarvaj Goswami, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, wonderfully describes the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says the internal and external regions of Mahaprabhu's appearance. And the internal regions of Mahaprabhu's appearance, he gives two, and among them, the second one. I am going to speak something from that. About the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for this whole world. Another Peter Charin Chiram Karunayavatirnakara Samarapaitam Unnata Ujjarasam Sohakti Shriyam Hariyapurata Sindhara Diti Kadamba Sanditi Kaha Sadahudaya Kandare Surati Vasa Chihandanam. Krishna Sabrat Goswami and wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He taking the three types of auspicious invocation. One is Vastu Nirdesh, Namaskaratmak, like to respect the scripture of the senses. And second one is Vastu Nirdesh, indicating the subject of this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then coming to the Ashirvadatmaka, for giving blessings, what the regards will get from reading this great Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahaprabhu's pastimes. He wrote the Bhakti Nirdesh Mangalacharan and this Namaskaratmaka Mangalacharan it to himself. But he came to the right about this Ashirvadatmaka Mangalacharan, the what readers will get from it, what blessing they will get from Mahaprabhu, he is not writing his own shloka. He took it from Rupa Goswami's Vidanta Madhav, and it is this auspicious invocation in Vidanta Madhav, this shloka. He thinks himself, I am not a high class Vaishnava, I am not a very dear associate of Mahaprabhu, as Rupa Goswami Pada. Rupa Goswami Pada was all the Mahaprabhu, his gift, Manovishna. He Chaitanya Manovishnam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatishwa Padantikam. Rupa Goswami Pada, it fulfilled all the Mahaprabhu's innermost desire, establishing bhakti. If Rupa Goswami Pada is telling something, that will be more evident than my opinion. He is telling this, and quoting this sloka, he is telling, I am the lowest of the low, Purishara Kikyavate Amisha Labhisha Jagaya Mahayavate Amisha Papisha. Oh, I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai. What I can tell that the Master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Oh, I am so wrong in the soul, less than that. So, Rupa Goswami Pada is so great and blessing. What Rupa Goswami Pada is writing the blessings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the whole world. He wants to give the same blessing to the whole world. Therefore, he is writing Chaitanya Chaitanya, taking the shloka from Rupa Goswami Pada's auspicious invocation. Anarpita Charin Chirat Karnaya Avatinna Kalav Samar Paitan Unnat Ujjal Rasam Sahakti Sriyam. And this shloka is all the Mahaprabhu's associates. When Mahaprabhu saw this verse, he became inside so much happy. But Aishwarya told, oh, last two lines spoiled in him. But he never told this is wrong. But all the associates, they are so much happy and blessed with Goswami Pada. Therefore, this is the Mahaprabhu's mercy, what we can get, this shloka is telling. He is telling, Hariya Purata Sundara Diti Sadam Kadamba Sandipita Sarahudaya Kandare Suratyuva Sachinandana. He is telling that Hari, he is telling, not telling Mahaprabhu, telling Hari. To be giving the meaning of Hari, Krishna Svabhyaya Goswami explains so many meanings. Telling first, the Hari means lion. When lion enters to in forest, there is a secluded cave where long time so many dangerous animals reside. But when actually a lion comes, even by the roaring of lion, up to elephant even, terrified. Because lion can kill the elephant even and drink the juice from his brain. Therefore, elephant even happens. In the heart of the conditioned soul, so many anarthas, so many unwanted desires. If this desire will not be removed, he cannot understand what is the glory of Mahaprabhu. He is telling first Hari, hearing as lion enters, then all the anarthas, even by Satyananda's name, he is chanting Mahaprabhu's name, from far distance the anartha removes, goes away. The first meaning is giving Hari. Second meaning is giving, who can steal away all the inauspiciousness and give prem, is Hari. How? Giving prem, he steals away lovingly. Speaks out the heart of the jiva, all the inauspiciousness. Because the bhayam ditya abhinivesa isatapasya viparjayasmati. The bhayam, the jiva has conditioned so it adheres to bodily relationship, body and all sense getting objects. As long as it is not removed, the Mahaprabhu will not steal himself. Jiva cannot do this by his own effort. Conditioned jiva is very weak. So Mahaprabhu is Hari who can speak away all the inauspiciousness. Like Sri Gurudev, this day, where Gurudev says, in Gurudev stealing away all our inauspiciousness, very presence creating the auspicious atmosphere. This is because Mahaprabhu's dear associates only can do this, nobody can do this. Therefore, he is Hari, Hari a Purata, Sundara Diti Kadamba Sandipita, Sadahudaya Tandare. Therefore, this, in the innermost cave of our heart, let Satyananda manifest. Why telling Satyananda? Because Satyananda, his name attached to his mother. The mother Satyadevi was so affectionate. Kulitirtha Maharaj is explaining, for breaking one part, Mother Yashoda bound Krishna. But Mahaprabhu is so mysterious, the mother says always affectionate. So much merciful to the Mahaprabhu. So this saying that attached to this name of his name Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu similarly affectionate. To the condition shows, he takes, mother takes the lap to the child, even with away the, all the dogs at the dog and gives the lap affection. Similar Satyanandan is raising his hand, telling all the jivas, please come to my lap, I will remove you everything and give you prem. So this name signifies that Satyanandan is very important name for Mahaprabhu. Then explaining, the anapya charin chira karuna avapirna kalo. This is saying that in this Kali Yuga, avatirna means Krishna incarnate, so many incarnations. He telling anugrahaya bhaktan manushi tanvaskritam bhadatata vishikira jaskritta tattvara bhavat. Krishna performs so many pastimes. With all the incarnations performs so many pastimes. Each pastime contains so much potency that one hearing this, all his anatha sinful reaction is destroyed. So why adding karunaya avatirna kalo? Because there is some speciality in Mahaprabhu's mercy, which is not present in any incarnation, even not in Krishna. The speciality of Mahaprabhu is that in Mahaprabhu, they pray. The demons Mahaprabhu, in Krishna incarnation, the demons Krishna killed to get them liberation, not more than that. But the demons did not realize this, after that they realized this maybe. But at that time they did not realize. But Mahaprabhu was giving the nut, not killing anybody.
Adhidurāmati patita pasandi prāni namari lakare Hare nāma diya hridasabhina jachigya gare gare.
He never killed anybody, even the big demons. He called it a fool of demons. Never killed anybody, but he killed heart and stuff. Then he hold the holy hand and gave prem in it and purified all the demonic propensity and make them purified. Not only that, they chance the demons to realize this. At the same time, the demons like Jagai, Mahalai. So big demons, so simple action. And Mahaprabhu purified them. The accounts they realize this and they purchased by Mahaprabhu. They gave their heart and life and soul to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. In no incarnation, no demon did like this. It's a speciality of Mahaprabhu. Another speciality of his mercy, that the Mahaprabhu's mercy has no limit. In other incarnations, the mercy potential is remaining under his Ichha Shakti, his will potential. But in Mahaprabhu's incarnation, it's completely freed up. It is so like one Mukta Pragraha Vritti, means the one rider of the horse, he opens the tie and tell the horse, you can run or anywhere, take me anywhere you like. Like the horse can run and run and run. It never ends, but horse has the power, limitation of his own power. But Mahaprabhu's mercy is now completely freedom. It's completely not, but his will potency is under his mercy potency. He's never tired. The horse has limited power, but Mahaprabhu's mercy is unlimited. No extent to his, no limit to his mercy. Completely extended. Sultan Goswami was reciting for Mahaprabhu so many verses. Sometimes they are the Goswami's songs. Sometimes according to Mahaprabhu's mood. Sometimes these are the Vidyapati songs. And sometimes other bona fide Vaishnava acharyas. For Mahaprabhu, only bona fide Vaishnava acharyas reciting. One Sultan Goswami recited Mahaprabhu's this mercy about Sultan Mahaprabhu. Hevela Thurita Khedaya Vishadaya Pramira Dhanmadaya Samyata Shastra Vivadaya Rasadaya Chittar Pita Unmadaya Satsvata Bhakti Vinodaya Samadaya Madhurja Marjadaya Hi Chaitanya Dayanide Tavadaya Bhuya Anandodaya. This soul contains all the Daya word, merciful. Because Mahaprabhu not only merciful, he wonderfully merciful, wonderfully beneficent and wonderfully magnanimous. Unless and become magnanimous, he cannot be beneficent, he cannot be merciful. The Mahaprabhu, Krishna Sevara Goswami glorifying Mahaprabhu, that Abhut Vadanya, Abhut Karunya and Abhut Udhajya. Not only Udhajya. Therefore,
Mahaprabhu is describing here. So Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Sadhu writes under two comments on this verse, telling Murat Bhurika Kedaya Visadaya Punirat Madaya. Even by negligence, Mahaprabhu Mahasaya is a powerful. What to speak of it takes as identity to this mercy. In the negligence, the dust, doing is the dust of the lamentation of the Bodha Jiva, conditioned soul. He is lamenting for material, thankfully for material objects, sense objects, crying for that, is doing hard endeavor for getting that. Never gets, thankfully in a lamentation has no end, always suffering, suffering in the heart. But by Mahaprabhu's mercy is so wonderful, by his negligence, this lamentation is yours forever. Wealth with the Khe Daya, which is there, completely purifies and the unearth is completely destroyed. Where is it by Mahaprabhu's mercy? Samveda Shastra Diyadaya, Rasadaya, Chittarpita Unmadaya. Even the Shastra, Shastra's arguments, when this empty vessel sounds much, when the empty pot is there so much sound, when it's filled of water, not there so much sound. So those are unqualified and so much arrogant persons, atheistics. They misinterpret the scripture so many ways. Oh, Gita is like this, Krishna is like this. Speculate so much Shastric arguments. Because their heart is not fully to rasa. When Mahaprabhu's mercy is completely fills the heart of brain, they completely, the arguments, they forget the arguments and completely surrender, give their heart and life to Mahaprabhu. Not only that, they become completely mad. The madness begins in Krishna Bhakti. Chittapita unmadaya, sasata bhakti vinodaya. Then at last, those who have Mahaprabhu's mercy elevates nishtha, then ruchi, then bhava. At last he gets Krishna prem. This is the wonderful mercy of anandaya. The Mahaprabhu's mercy can only be mercy which can destroy all the evil, all the injustices, anything present in our life. But Krishna may sometimes give somebody their liberation, it's like cheating. But Mahaprabhu never cheated, therefore Mahaprabhu is wonderful, merciful. We should pray. Gurudev is also, Gurudev's prayer, you know. Odar Janadur Jagunesh Juktam Varam Varenyam Purusam Mahantam Narayanantam Chirasantamam. So Gurudev is not only Mahaprabhu, Gurudev is Mahaprabhu's dear associate. Therefore, Odarja and Madhurja, very sweetly, he chastised the disciples, purified the disciples, and full of Odarja. Therefore, they all were warren at his lotus feet. We should pray the Gurudev. If Gurudev's mercy is not there, if Gurudev is not merciful, we can never forget, can think of Mahaprabhu's mercy. We should pray the Gurudev's lotus feet. So one day, he will be merciful to us, that our real heart will be purified and get Krishna Bhakti. Good morning.
Now, Srimad Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, Sanskrit may kuch bole.
What is that? Kirtan Maharaj.
Oh, not you.
No.
Om Gyanam Gyanasalataya अभी अभी आपने गुरु जी के मुखारविंद से तथा पूज्य वैष्णवों के मुखारविंद से बहुत से
from the lips of Gurudev and from the lips of Vaishnavas. Today, now the parikrama went to Prouda Maya's place today. Then we had darshan of Yoga Maya. After that, we went to Jagannath Das Babaji's Bhajan Sthali.
वहाँ हम लोगों ने दर्शन करते हुए उस
दर्शन Then there were pastimes were spoken there. Then we went to Nidaya Ghat. There they bathed there. There actually many pastimes were narrated there. Gurudev has presented pastimes in front of you. It was also told in the morning. Yoga Maya.
Yoga Maya
and Mahamaya. Bhagavan has three potencies. One is Swarup Shakti. One is Jiva Shakti. Avidya Karma Sanya. Avidya means Jada Maya or the dull Maya or Mahamaya. Bhagavan Sri Krishna always performs with Swarupa Shakti. So that Ladini Srimati Radhika. All the associates, they are manifest from Radhika alone. So from Jiva Shakti, this material world has come. This whole material world has manifest from Mahamaya. So it has been said that the topmost potency is Mahavishnu's Swarupini.
So
Swarup Shakti, Ladini Shakti, she is as good as Krishna. But covering potency of Sri Krishna is known as Mahamaya. She is the supreme goddess. Krishna's covering potency is one potency is Avaranika Shakti. That potency will cover the jivas. She takes devotees, people far away from Bhagwan. Therefore, she is known as Mahamaya. Mahamaya is Akhileshwari. She is the presiding deity of entire Brahmanda. She is the presiding deity of the fort of Brahmanda. Therefore, she is known as Durga. That Durga has two forms. She has two forms, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. Yoga Maya combines the devotees with Bhagwan. Yoga Maya makes the devotees meet Bhagwan. And Yoga Maya helps devotees meet Bhagwan. But Jiva Maya bewilders the jivas and throws them far away from Bhagwan. Then people pray to Durga. Putram Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasham Dehi Disho Jahi. I want son, I want beautiful wife, I want wealth, I want victory, I want this. So people pray like this to Durga. But if someone is very fortunate, then Durga would grant them bhakti and thus will make them meet with Krishna. Therefore, you heard, you went to Rudradeep, where Bhagavan Shankar is. Just as Bhagavan is present there in the form of Gopishwar, in Navadvip Dham, Bhagavan Shankar is present there in Rudradeep, in Navadvip. He is actually observing Mahaprabhu's pastimes. He is tasting the sweet pastimes of Mahaprabhu. So Mahadev is very dear to Mahaprabhu and he is one with Mahaprabhu. But you also heard recently that in order to bewilder the jivas, so even the demons who want to trouble even Bhagwan, in order to bewilder such wicked people, to keep them away from Bhagwan, what does Shankar do? Shankara Shankara Sakshat. Shankaracharya himself, Shankar came by his plenary expansion, Amshavatar, and appeared as Shankaracharya. And he told the goddess, O God Devi, I actually just imagined this philosophy. Bhagwan has told, he told Shankar, Bhagwan told Shankar, you should create your own scriptures, compose your own scriptures and bewilder all the jivas. So increase this material creation by bewildering the people so that they will never be able to get liberation by following your false philosophy. So people will become averse to me and will remain more and more entangled in material life. So the people like demons, the wicked people, they perform devotional service in the mode of ignorance, and they do devotional service with the desire of harming Bhagavan and his devotees. So they do devotional service with this wrong motivation. So therefore Shankar preached Mayavad. Hearing that Mayavad philosophy, the people were so bewildered. They began to say, I am Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, I am Paramatma, I am Bhagavan. So today in Bengal you will see so many Bhagavans. Everyone is saying I am Bhagavan. No one wants to say I am anything less than Bhagavan. So people actually, so therefore people say Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda. They don't worship Radha Govinda. Such wicked people, they will worship others. And they will, in Chaitanya Charitamrita and all the scriptures, it has been said, Bhagavan will come in the human form of life. So our God has come in the human form of life. So I am also Bhagavan. So in this way Shankar has bewildered all. Therefore what has happened? So people are just engaging in imaginary worship. But Bhagavan Sri Krishna told Arjun, what did Bhagavan told Arjun? Arjun said, some people are worshipping avyakta, unmanifest form of Bhagavan, and some are worshipping the manifest form. Who's superior? Then Krishna replied, Klesho dikatarastesham avyakta sakta chitasam anam bhajatam sate tesham mano ye mam nityukta upasa Klesho dikatarastesham satata yukta tasvam pariyupa sate yolo. Those who continuously worship me, those who worship my personal form, Bharta Mrutya Sansara Sagara, I will deliver them from the repeated cycle of birth and death. I will only deliver those who continuously worship me, Desham Aham Samudar, I will deliver them from the repeated cycle of birth and death. Mai Aveshita Chetasam. O Arjun, those they are absorbed in my form, they will never suffer in the material cycle and cycle of birth and death. I will deliver them from repeated cycle of birth and death. Those who worship the impersonal form, actually impersonal form cannot be worshipped. Brahman is impersonal. Brahma is shapeless. Everything is shapeless. So how can you worship the impersonal form? What will happen to them? Bhagavan Krishna says, Klesho adhikatarastesham to chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukham deva vidyate. O Arjun, embodied souls will gain tremendous distress by worshipping the impersonal form. So those who worship impersonal form receive tremendous distress. They suffer from klesha. Avyakta has no form, has no characteristics, nirvishesh, nishaktik, nirakar, niriha. So So such atheistic people who worship this impersonal form receive only distress, no happiness. So, and that distress received by impersonalist is more distressful than the distress in the hell. So Vaishnavas came, Madhvacharya, Nimbaditya, Ramanujacharya came. They also came to Navadvip. They actually take shelter at the lotus feet of Gaurahari. By the mercy of Mahaprabhu, they received bhakti and they preach Vaishnava Dharma. What is Vaishnava Dharma? Bhagwan is Sakar, he has a form. Bhagwan always lives in Vaikuntha. That is his abode where there is no distress. Golok is the abode of Krishna. Bhagwan eternally resides in his abode of Golok. And below is Vaikuntha, below that is Shiva Loka, Shiva Dham, Mahesh Dham. Below Mahesh Dham is the Devi Dham. We are living in the abode of Goddess Durga. Hari Bol. So Bhagwan repeatedly appears in this Devi Dham, incarnate, descends. And Bhagwan has a particular form. So Bhagwan has sent the living entities in this world, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is not the goal of life. We must worship Bhagwan in this lifetime. We must try to actually receive the complete perfection. Why? Then may Prabhu say, my Lord, life after life is my Gurudev. He has given me the transcendental knowledge. I shall worship him life after lifetime. By serving Gurudev, Gurudev will bestow upon us all the abilities, qualifications. Then, the Gurudev will make us qualified for service of Radha Krishna. Then he will take us, Gurudev will take us to Golok. There he will engage us in the service of Radha Madhav. So this lifetime on the earth planet, Gurudev will help us in our devotional service, and in the spiritual world also he will help us in our devotional service. So lifetime after lifetime, material world or spiritual world, Gurudev will always help us no matter what. So Gurudev, he shows causeless mercy upon all the living entities. The Guru is embodiment of knowledge, bliss and eternity. Living entities also embodiment of knowledge, bliss and eternity. The living entity is never destroyed. The living entity will never become dust or ashes. The living entity's existence never comes to an end. Everyone should know this fact. Everyone should have faith. With great faith, we should give everything. We must worship Bhagwan. We must worship Bhagwan. We must take shelter feet at the feet of Gurudev. We should walk on the path of pure devotional service. This is the order of the, this is the instructions of our Guru Varga. So we should walk on the, based on the scriptural injections. Many pastimes have been told today. Mahaprabhu has, from Nadia, Mahaprabhu went from Nadia to Katwa. He took sannyas from Kesha Bharati at Katwa. So tomorrow we'll discuss this. I request all of you, tomorrow early morning 5:30 we'll start from here. 5 o'clock, we'll go on parikrama. 5 o'clock, then we'll go to Godrumadvipa. First we are going to Godrumadvipa. Surabhi Kunja, bhajan place of Bhaktivinod Thakur, the place of Surabhi Kao. We are going to Surabhi Kunja first. Then we are going there at bhajan place of Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Sananda Sukhada Kunja. There will be at Sananda Sukhada Kunja. Then very quickly we'll start. So we'll quickly start at 5 o'clock. So be ready. Everyone will have to come for parikrama. So tomorrow is the Paran early morning. So in Suha, at Harihar Kshetra, where temple of Lord Shiva and Vishnu, one form is there, we'll take darshan of Hari and Har there, and then we'll go to Suvarna Vihar, the capital of Suvarna Sen, and then we go to Narsingapalli, we'll have darshan of Shri Narsingadev. So we'll do the parikrama tomorrow. So then we'll come to the Hamsavahan. Lord Shiva where he rode the swan of Brahma, Hamsavahan, we'll take darshan of that place. Then we'll have to also take the boat also. So at the counter, so purchase the ticket everyone, 1 rupee 25 paise. So everyone should purchase. 5 o'clock be ready for parikrama. After Mangalarti we'll go at 5 o'clock for parikrama. Tomorrow is a very long parikrama, so be ready. So tomorrow also Dwadashi, so we have to do Paran. So we should quickly go. So we should go in parikrama tomorrow.
So everyone should be ready. 5 o'clock morning, 5 o'clock we are going to parikrama.
So we are starting
our
parikrama.
Please, everyone should be ready. 5 o'clock morning. No, that was just now. After the counter, ticket ticket. আপনার সকলে টিকিট গ্রহণ করে নেবেন। এইভাবে আজকে আমি আমার বক্তব্য এখানে রাখছি।
হরে কৃষ্ণ, তোমারও সিংহপল্লী
We'll go tomorrow to Narsingapalli. Those who want to donate sweet rice, they can contact Ban Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj, Rasananda Prabhu. We are very fortunate today. Some new books have been published today. So we are offered at the lotus feet of lotus hands of Gurudev. Brihat Bhagavat Amrita, Dvitiya's part. Part 2 has been published. Hari Bol. Second part is published. So second part, part 2 has been published. Is out now. Bhagavad Gita Sar has been published in the Tamil language. Tamil language, South Indian language. Crores of people speak that language. And Prabandha Panchakam, the 5 SS. 5 SS about Guru Tattva in Bengali. Chaitanya Panjika, calendar. Bengali calendar. Panjika, find out the Ekadashi day and appearance of the Acharyas. So you should take it from counter. So everything is written in this Panjika.
To get some devotees, Gurudev has massively given some initiation. They are now, they can go to Suvasaka Brahmachari and impair them, what is the new name? Arjya Samasta Bhaktadev Dikha Daya Hoyeche, Tadher Naam Suvasaka Brahmachari Jante Paren. So Suvasaka Brahmachari is in the registration office. You can go and carry your new spiritual name. Suvasaka Brahmachari, ekhane registration office e achen, যারা দীক্ষা নিয়েছেন আপনারা ওখানে গিয়ে আপনাদের নাম অনুসন্ধান করতে পারেন।
Those are written the names for Harinam Diksha in front of Subal Sakha Brahmachari. So on Gaur Purnima day, early in the morning will receive Diksha. So those who are actually wanting initiation,
শ্রীকৃষ্ণ প্রেম করঙ্গিনী নবদ্বীপ ধাম মাহাত্ম্য প্রবন্ধ পঞ্চকম এই সমস্ত একাদশী মাহাত্ম আর হরিনাম মাহাত্ম্য আর নবদ্বীপ ধাম পরিক্রমা গুরু মহারাজের পত্রাবলী মণিমঞ্জরি চৈতন্য পঞ্জিকা এই সমস্ত গ্রন্থগুলি বাংলায় প্রকাশিত হয়েছে। আপনারা সকলেই গ্রন্থগুলি গ্রহণ করবেন। ছোট ছোট গ্রন্থ অতি সহজে সহজ বাংলায় প্রকাশিত হয়েছে। আপনারা প্রত্যেকেই রাখবেন। প্রত্যেকের ঘরে গ্রন্থগুলি পৌঁছানো প্রয়োজন আছে আর আপনারা পড়বেন। এই জন্য আপনাদের কাছে অনুরোধ জানাই আপনারা এই গ্রন্থগুলি সংগ্রহ করবেন কাউন্টারের সামনে বাংলা গ্রন্থ এবং হিন্দিতে বহু সমস্ত গ্রন্থ প্রকাশন হয়েছে। এই বছর অনেক শিক্ষকগণ যাহারা রিটায়ার হয়েছেন তাহারা আবেদন করেছিলেন এবং আমিও তাহাদেরকে বলেছিলাম আমি তাহাদের কাছে প্রার্থনা জানাই যে তাহারা যেন শ্রী গুরুদেবের সঙ্গে সম্পর্ক করেন এবং তাহারাও কিছু কিছু বাংলা গ্রন্থগুলি লিখবার জন্য সহায়তা করতে চেয়েছেন। অতএব তাহারা শ্রী গুরুপাদে গুরুদেবের নিকটে সম্পর্ক করবেন এবং সেই সঙ্গে সঙ্গে তাহারাও লিখবেন যতটুকু সহায়তা করতে পারেন। সবচেয়ে প্রয়োজনীয় শ্রী গোবিন্দ মহারাজ এবং পরমারাধ্য গুরুপাদ পদ্ম সমুপস্থিত আছেন তাহাদের সঙ্গে আলোচনা করে সেইভাবে আপনারা সহায়তা করবেন।
হরে কৃষ্ণ हमारे निवेदन है कल शाम को 4 बजे श्री धीर कृष्ण ब्रह्मचारी उड़ीसा फरीदास ब्रह्मचारी बांगला दाऊदयाल प्रभु एवं प्रद्युम्न प्रभु कल बिकल 4 समय लघुदेव से देखा करबें। टुमारो 4 PM दाऊदयाल प्रभु प्रद्युम्न प्रभु फरीदास प्रभु एंड धीर कृष्ण प्रभु They will contact with Gurudev tomorrow 4 PM. Without any fail, 4 PM they have to come and meet with Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
নমো
বিষ্ণুপাদায় রাধিকায় প্রিয়াত্মনে শ্রীমদ্ ভক্তিবেদান্ত নারায়ণ নামে সর্বপ্রথম মেরে গুরুপাদ পদ্ম ভক্তিবেদান্ত নারায়ণ গোস্বামী
হিন্দি
চরণ পদ্মো মে মেরে অনন্ত কোটি দণ্ডবৎ প্রণাম অর্পণ করতা হুঁ। उसके पश्चात
हिंदी
उपस्थित रंगीपाद गण वैष्णव वैष्णवी सभी के चरणों में मैं मेरा ऋषियों के दंडवत प्रणाम अर्पण करता हूँ। आज बड़े भाग्य का दिन है कि श्री गुरु जी के अनुगत्य में हम इस नवदीप धाम में
सरोज
सुबह गाते हैं साक्षात हरित्व समस्त शास्त्र तथा भाग गते श्री गुरु जी अभिन्न श्री कृष्ण से
श्री
कृष्ण का आश्रय रूप और हमें इस दुनिया से हमारा उद्धार करने के लिए सदगुरु जी यहाँ पढ़ा रहे हैं। भवा गर्भ भ्रम तो यदा भवे जन से तरी अच्युत समागम सत्संगम यदि तदेव शब्द तो परावरेश कोई जायते रहती। कर्म मार्ग का साधन करते हुए ज्ञान मार्ग की तरफ
झुकते
हुए साधक का सुकृति के द्वारा उसे एक दिन कृष्ण भक्ति में आविष्ट कर किसी साधु का दर्शन होता है और उस साधु का संग पाकर उसकी हरि कथा श्रवण करते हुए यदि साधक साधन करता है तो फिर वो भगवत धाम जाने के लिए पात्र होता है। इसलिए हमें श्री गुरु जी ने इस नवदेव धाम का महत्व बताया है। श्री गुरु जी ने किताब के द्वारा हमें नवदेव धाम श्री उनकी मुखविस्तृत अमृतमय वाणी के द्वारा हमें नवदेव धाम और चैतन्य महाप्रभु का वैशिष्ट्य जानने को मिला है। ये नवदेव धाम साक्षात वृंदावन धाम है। नवीन श्री भक्ति नव तरक गौरवकृति पति नवारण्य श्रेणी नव सदस्य वातवलिकम नवीन श्री राधा हरिदसमय कीर्तन विधि नवद्वीप वंदे करुण माध्यम नवरुचि। ये नवीन धाम ये नवद्वीप धाम नवदा भक्तिमय धाम ये राधा जी और कृष्ण का एक नूतन धाम जहाँ श्री गोलोक श्री गोकुल वृंदावन भव वृंदावन की परिशिष्ट लीला नवद्वीप धाम जो श्वेतद्वीप का एक श्वेतद्वीप ही है। इस नवदेव धाम में श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने दिव्य लीला प्रकट की और पूरे विश्व को प्रेम प्रदान किया। इसे चैतन्य महाप्रभु राधा जी के भाव में आविष्ट रहते थे क्योंकि राधा जी का भाव क्यों क्योंकि गुरु जी की नई किताब में लिखा है कि का कृष्ण से प्रणय गरीब श्रीमती राधे देखा का प्रयत्न अनुभव गुणा राधे देखा न चान्या जैसा कैसे दूषित रहता निष्ठात्म विचस्ता वांछा पूर्ते प्रभुवती हमें राधे देखा न चान्या। राधा जी कृष्ण की सभी इच्छा को पूर्ण करती है और श्रीमती राधा जी श्री कृष्ण के प्रेम की उत्पत्ति स्थान है उगम स्थान श्रीमती राधे का ही है और राधा जी का जो हृदय में जो दैन्य है दैन्य और प्रेम दोनों एक साथ राधा जी के हृदय में होता है तो दैन्य में चैतन्य महाप्रभु आविष्ट रहते थे और कहते थे कि न प्रेम गंगो से दरापे में हरो कृंदामी सौभाग्य भरम प्रकाश तुम वंशी गुलाब से आनंद लोक रंग बिना विवरण या प्राण पतंग का था। मुझे तो प्रेम का गंध ही नहीं है मगर मेरे आंखों से आंसू जो आ रहे हैं वो इसलिए आ रहे हैं कि मैं सिर्फ दिखाना चाहता हूँ विश्व को मेरे हृदय में कुछ प्रेम है मगर देखने जाऊँ तो मेरे हृदय में कोई प्रेम नहीं है। मगर वही चैतन्य महाप्रभु श्री गुरु जी ने हमें बताया है कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु जो नवदीप धाम है ये सर्वश्रेष्ठ धाम है ये साक्षात वृंदावन धाम है और वृंदावन से अभिन्न है। जैसे गुरु जी ने हमको सनत कुमार संहिता से बताया है कि सनत कुमार संहिता में कैसे वियोगी राधा संयोगी राधा और वृषभानंदिनी राधा इन तीन राधा जी का वर्णन सनत कुमार संहिता में है। उस तरह महाप्रभु की जो नवदीप लीला है वो वृषभानंदिनी राधा की जो धाम की लीला उसके समान है और महाप्रभु और जब कृष्ण मंदिर की राधा जब कुरुक्षेत्र में जाती है और कृष्ण से उसका मिलन होता है और वहाँ जो संवाद होता है कृष्ण के साथ में राधा जी कहते हैं कृष्ण से कि किम पादम पे लोटस विमाना स्वामी नहीं स्वतंत्र इनके कारण प्रत्येक राधा जी कहती है कृष्ण मेरे पैर के नीचे क्यों लोटपोट हो रहे हो आपका कोई अपराध नहीं है कुछ काम के लिए आप मथुरा चले गए हो इसमें आपका क्या अपराध हो सकता है। मेरा अपराध यह है कि आप स्वामी हैं और मैं आपकी दासी हूँ आपके वियोग में मेरे जान प्राण चले जाना चाहिए था मगर मेरे प्राण चले नहीं गया इसलिए मैं आपकी क्षमा मांगना चाहती हूँ। वो जो संयोगी राधा है कुरुक्षेत्र की वही महाप्रभु की जो कुरुक्षेत्र में जो लीला हुई थी महाप्रभु की जो जगन्नाथपुरी में लीला हुई थी और वहाँ संयोगी राधा जो राय आनंद और चैतन्य महाप्रभु की जो मिलाप हुआ था उनका जो भाषण हुआ था गोदावरी तट पे वहाँ संयोगी राधा है और वियोगी राधा बोले तो साक्षात जो कुरुक्षेत्र जो उद्धव के लिए जो राधा है योगी राधा वो राधा का भाव चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने जगन्नाथपुरी में अंगीकार किया था
सिंचन सिंचन नयन पैसा पांडु गंडा स्थलांतम मुंचन मुंचन प्रति महोरो दीर्घ निश्वास दातम उच्च क्रंदन तरण तरण दीर्घ आहित नादो गौरह कोपि व्रत विहरणी भाव मग्न चकास्ति। महाप्रभु अपने आंखों से आंसू बहा रहे हैं और अपने और आपने आंसू से पूरे विश्व को अश्रुमय करते हुए और अपने गंडा स्थल को अश्रुमय करते हुए महाप्रभु रो रहे कतो यामो कतो यामो कता यामा कतम दिनम अहंत किम परिश्राम्य पश्चामि हर मुखम कदा यमुना पुरे में समक्षिवम नटवेशा कुसुमस्त कंदुका न सकी लोकेश पुना कपटाधर किशोर चंद्रमा। कहा है कृष्ण इस तरह महाप्रभु ने जो दिव्य राधा जी का प्रेम इस जग को जो दिखाया है कि कैसे है राधा जी के विरह में कृष्ण राधा जी वैसे कृष्ण के विरह में इस पर लंबरस में आविष्ट हो गई थी और जैसे राधा जी को कितने भी राधा जी का विरह को शमन करने की कितने भी कोशिश की गई थी दे ट्राई टू रिड्यूस द राधिका मूल ऑफ सेपरेशन बट दैट सेपरेशन वुड नॉट गो अवे। निश्चंदनानि मणिजाम अभिमंदिराणि निष्फलानि दिगंतर काननानि निष्पंक जान्यक सरसि गुलामि जातापितर विरह वेदनया शांतम। राधा जी का विरह शांत नहीं हो पाया उन्होंने पूरे लोटसेस फ्रॉम जमुना दे अप्लाइड ऑल द सैंडलवुड पेस्ट फ्रॉम द हाउसेस ऑफ ऑल द वैश्यस इन मथुरा बट दैट विरह वाज गिवन गो अवे। सो देयरफॉर एक्सप्लेन टू अस that this is the Mathura Dham, this Navadvip Dham is not different from Mathura Dham and this is actually Brajamandal and by staying in this Navadvip Dham, by staying in this Mathura Dham, the brain will come. As Sri Rupa Goswami explained in the Mathura Mahatmya that Bijam Mukti Taro Anath Patali Nistarakam Tarakam Dhamna Prema Rasasthi Vanchit Dura Samparakam Parakam Eta Detra Nivasina Udaya Kechi Shakti Vrupti Kaya Vatnatu Vasanani Matra Puri Savashyam Chakriya। इस तरह हम नौ दिन धाम से प्रार्थना करना चाहिए यह नौ दिन धाम श्री गुरु जी की कृपा से परम गुरु जी की कृपा से और हमारे आचार्य की कृपा से हमारे सब अनर्थ यहाँ तक कि हमारा सूक्ष्म और लिंग देह हमारा स्थूल देह यहाँ तक कि हमारे सब प्रारब्ध कर्म और सभी कर्म नष्ट हो जाए और हमारे हृदय में ज्ञान शक्ति की दो वृत्तियां तारक वृत्ति और पारक वृत्ति ये दोनों हमारे हृदय में प्रकाशित हो जाए और ये दोनों हमारे हृदय प्रकाशित हो जाए ऐसे हम इस नौ के धाम को प्रार्थना करना चाहिए क्योंकि चैतन्य महाप्रभु बड़े दयालु हैं। जैसे चैतन्य महाप्रभु कितने दयालु है हमारे गुरु जी की तरफ देख के हमको मालूम पड़ता है कि चैतन्य महाप्रभु कितने दयालु है। पात्र पात्र विचार में बोलते नस्तम परम भिक्षते देया देव विमर्शको नहीं नवा काल प्रतीक्षा प्रभु सत्य में श्रवण क्षण प्रणाम ध्यान दिनाम दुर्लभम तत्ते भक्ति रसम से एवं भगवान गौरव परम में गति। चैतन्य महाप्रभु पात्र अपात्र का विचार नहीं करते हैं सबको इस प्रेम को प्रदान करने के लिए आए हैं और चैतन्य महाप्रभु का कृपा लाभ करने से मुक्ति भी का लगता है कि मुक्ति भी एक अनर्थ है मुक्ति भी एक अनर्थ के समान है और ऐसा लगता है कि स्वर्ग भी नहीं चाहिए स्वर्ग में क्या आनंद है सिर्फ क्षणिक आनंद है और यहाँ तक कि ब्रह्मा का भी पद हमको कम लगता है ऐसा लगता है कि ब्रह्म और शिव पद भी कीटक के समान है। कैवल्य नरकायते त्रिशकुर आकाश पुष्पायते दुर्दान्त इंद्रिय काल सतपटली प्रोत्थान दंष्टायते विश्वम पूर्ण सुखायते विधि महेंद्र दिष्ट कीटायते जब कारुण्य कटाक्ष वैभवता सम गौरव एवं स्तुमा। तो श्री सद्गुरु जी ने श्री गुरु महाराज जी ने हमको इस महामंत्र को दिया है और जो महामंत्र स्वयं चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने हमको दिया था हरे कृष्ण के उच्च स्मृत रसम नाम गणना कृत ग्रंथ श्रेणी कटि शुभ का तत्व विशालाक्ष दीर्घाधर निज निज किमांतर भुजा से चैतन्य किम में पुनर्विदृश्य ज्ञाति पदम कब चैतन्य महाप्रभु हम अपने आंखों से देखेंगे और उस महामंत्र का जप करेंगे जो मुक्त जन भी इस नाम का जप करते हैं और सब विश्व के पापों को दूर कर देता है और जीव को स्पर्श करने मात्र से प्राणी को प्रेम प्रदान करता है मुक्ति श्रिया नो दीक्षा नन सत्क्रिया मत पुरस्क्रिया मनापेक्षते मंत्रो वसना प्रति श्री कृष्ण नामात्मा का ये श्री कृष्ण नामात्मा मंत्र सद्गुरु जी ने हमको दिया है श्री गुरु जी ने हमको दिया है। तो मैं सद्गुरु जी के चरणों में वैष्णव के चरणों में प्रार्थना करता हूँ कि मेरे अपराध को क्षमा करते हुए आप मुझे आशीर्वाद दीजिए कि मैं इस नाम का जप करूं पुनः कभी सुनिश्चित न होकर ये मेरी प्रार्थना है आज के कार्यक्रम में। श्री गुरु जी की जय।
साधु 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 वेरी गुड। बहुत अच्छा है,
बहुत अच्छा।